this is one of the president's major agenda items. And this $787 billion Recovery Act is really forcing profound changes on government. The governmental financial officials must oversee spending, manage the money, and report to the people. I believe that we have a watershed event. Things will never be the same again for the financial community because of the accountability and transparency that the president is looking for to get the information out there so that, as Earl Devaney has said, once the information goes up on recovery.gov, we're probably going to have 1 million or 2 million inspector generals, the individuals around the country who are going to be looking at how government is spending the money.
And the vice president has said publicly that he would like the kinds of controls and activities incumbent on agencies under the stimulus bill to become the standard operating procedure for all the money they spend, even under regular appropriation. So it sounds like this change is a permanent one.
Oh, I believe it's a permanent one, and it's not only going to affect the federal government. This is a state and local event also. The money that the federal government sends down to the states and the locals is going to have to be accounted for just like any of the federal money.
So we talked about some of the people that will be speaking at the conference this week. Neil Barofsky, Special Inspector General for the Troubled Asset Relief Program, Senator Collins, Jeff Troy, Section Chief of the Cybercrime Division at the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Now, what's your level of interest, Van? Have you gotten a lot of people who are attending or planning to attend the conference?
Well, right now we're over 450 people attending, which we had expected somewhere between 350 and 400. So I would expect by the time the conference starts that we'll be right at 500, which indicates a significant level of interest. This is the hot topic in governmental financial management.
And we've mentioned that the CFO is the belly button that gets pushed when there are some problems with accounting for money. But it's not just the CFO alone. Doesn't it really take an entire organization to act in such a way that there is transparency?
Well, it certainly. I mean, you've got the financial side with the CFO, but you've also got the audit side because the CFO is spending the money. You're looking for documentation, and you're going to incorporate the audit side in this, as well as getting this down to all of the people within the organization. It's not just one person at the top. This should permeate the entire organization, and that's where you need the internal controls.
We're talking this morning to Realman Van Daneker, Executive Director of the Association of Government Accountants. Now, the conference, it's Wednesday and Thursday. Can people still sign up?
Yes, and you can actually show up. If you show up Wednesday morning, we'll get you registered. It'll start at 8 o'clock in the morning.
And the location?
Pardon me?
The location?
The Reagan Building.
Okay. And it goes on from 8 until 5?
8 until 5, both Wednesday and Thursday. You'll wind up with 14 hours of continuing education for those who are interested. And we believe if you really want more information, you can go to the website, www.agacgfm.org.
Which no one will remember, so we'll link it at federalnewsradio.com.
Okay, thank you, Jane.
You're welcome, Van. And so what you hope to get out there through these 2 days of continuing education is the preventative steps that you can take or ideas from other agencies, things that they're doing to...
Right. New and innovative ideas like data mining, analytical techniques. You can look at spending and see where there are possibilities of fraud, and then you can go from there. There are numerous ways of doing this. You obviously want to stop any spending that's going to be bad before it ever gets out there, but sometimes it gets out there, but then you can pick it up through various patterns, and that would mean you've got some data mining and looking at systems that way.
So it sounds like there's a technological aspect to this whole issue of tracking your money and preventing fraud. And do you feel that agencies are up to snuff that way in terms of the investments they've made in the technology to look at fraud and do this data mining?
Well, I think you always can do better. I think the governments have moved in this direction, but we can always get better. The president's talking about how many dollars can be saved and from fraud, waste, and abuse for the healthcare initiative. I'm not sure there's that much money out there, but let's make a valiant effort to determine, and we can do this through both the internal controls at the outset and the analytical techniques on the backside.
Now, people are registering or grant recipients and fund recipients from the, you know, from the stimulus are already registering to, you know, go to reporting.gov and log in and register. They actually have to file reports between October 1st and October 10th, I believe it is. Are you still hearing questions out there about that, about the process of doing it and whether or not people really feel that they're up to speed? Is that something that you'll address as well?
We will be addressing that because you're going to have 175,000 entities trying to push information through a pipe and have it reported on by October the 10th. This is a large, large load of information that's going to go through. And, you know, as try as they might, the feds and the states and the locals working very hard, there are still numerous questions out there. And I don't see how all of these things are going to be resolved by October the 10th, but I do think that everyone's going to make a tremendous effort to get the information in. And hopefully the pipe's going to be big enough to handle the 175,000.
That's a lot of people. It's a lot of reporting.
Mm-hmm. Bet it is.
You know, when it comes to systems, people always say, well, if you want better, faster, cheaper, you have to pick two. When it comes to accountability, speed, accuracy, and accountability, are those all possible at once? Can you maybe have to pick two out of the three, do you think?
Well, it's very difficult. If you, you know, with the $787 billion, the government wants it out there as fast as possible, yet the faster it goes out, the fewer the controls. You've got to do this in measured steps. We want it out there as fast as possible with the best possible controls. This is very difficult to do, but I think everyone in government is making the best effort to do it. We'll just have to see on October the 10th whether, in fact, we've got enough controls out there because the money is going out.